Sylvie was my world. Although a bit off the wall and dead eccentric, she loved to bathe in awkwardness. It was her game. It was our game. It made her laugh. I think it took me a while to see her decline because her awkward antics covered it. We went to the clinic for a shingles jab, and she was telling the nurse she was far too young for a shingles jab. It was that nurse who said Sylvie should book in to see the GP. She saw something in Sylvie I couldn't see. My grandma Sylvie was diagnosed with dementia. At first, she was pretty healthy all round and still walked everywhere and life was good. She loved nothing more than a coffee and a good old people watch at Costa in Civic and a weekend moocher in the charity shop in Hill Green. We used to call it a Saturday job. Then simple stuff got difficult for her. Getting dressed, doing the zip up on a jacket, using the phone, that sort of thing. She stopped loading her weekly wash and that was a bit of a red flag for me. She was so personable and looked after herself, you see. This one time, we bumped into each other in the hallway. Sylvie giggled and said, "Let's do a selfie in the mirror, girl." There we were, side by side, looking in the mirror together. It was a moment, you know. I squeezed her shoulder and kissed her on the forehead. Sylvie said, "Well, I know you, but who's that other woman?" That's why I refer to her as Sylvie all the time. For me, it was like saying, "I see you, love. I recognise you, Sylvie. Do you get what I mean?" Sylvie fainted one evening. We called an ambulance, and whilst the paramedic was treating her, he asked if we'd any help with Sylvie. He mentioned Dementia UK and Admiral Nurses. First I'd heard. That's how Louise came into our lives, through Dementia UK. She was our Admiral Nurse. Well, is, because we still chat to her. We discovered the best way to live in harmony with our Sylvie was to go with the flow, to not challenge her memories. It wasn't all plain sailing. It got very tough for us. I live in Bolton, and it's Sylvie who's lived in Withenshaw all her life. It was important that she stayed in her community, so that took its toll on us as a family. We had lots of challenges with her health and then the chest infection. I mean, it was so good to talk to someone who was experienced in all the randomness of dementia. Louise would visit Sylvie and there were the online chats with us. She seemed to know where all the local help was too. "There's no such thing as a daft question," she would say. She helped us as a family navigate our next steps every day. Being in hospital was awful because it was a time when there were very few beds available and Sylvie was parked in a corridor. That was heartbreaking, I can tell you. That's when we moved her in with us. Louise gave us valuable advice about financial and legal issues and reminded me that emotional support was available for all of us too. I needed to know that. My advice to anyone listening to this who may be in a similar situation, ask for help. Contact Dementia UK. I miss my Sylvie. We all do. But along with Louise, she taught us so much about real communication, you know? When to touch. When to squeeze an arm. Stroke a face and listen out for what's not being said. And the value of silence. Yeah, She was well loved, our Sylvie. We are much better people for living through dementia with her.